I am very excited, Galvin. Yes. Over the years, we've had every A-list celebrity on this show. We've had every local celebrity. We've certainly had every comedian on the show.
Right.
When I am asked who my favorite guest of all time was, it is easy. I love Bert Kreischer. Uh-huh. I love Ralphie May.
Bobby Lee was great.
But it is an easy answer, and it is Tracy Morgan. Because this was before he was on network television. It was just when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
He came in the studio, and I'm going to talk to him about this right when we get him
on
the phone.
And it was the Doppler effect, right? Because you could hear him before you could see him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm gonna explain this because I was on the second floor. He entered on the first floor, and I could hear him down the hall, and I thought he was drunk, and I thought he was angry. And he wasn't. He was happy and funny, and it was great. Also, David Wells, who played for the New York Yankees for a number of years, he had a friend who was the head security guy at the China Club.
Okay.
And I was hanging out with that guy one time. He was a New York cop, I believe. And I said to him, he was the VIP security guy. And I said, he goes, basically, I run the celebrity room.
Right.
And I said, who's the craziest celebrity? And he was like, oh, Tracy Morgan. And this, again, is in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live, the Brian Fellows? And he goes, oh, every night, no clothes and pass out on a table. And it's unbelievable. But it shows you that he has always been a fun party guy.
Right.
And we never thought we thought maybe there was a chance we wouldn't see him doing comedy anymore after that accident.
Right.
And I'm so glad that he is back. And in fact, the reason we're talking to him today is because he will be here picking up the Pieces tour in the Mahaffey Theater on Friday. You can go to themahaffey.com. Let's go to the hotline and welcome Tracy Morgan back to the show. Tracy, how are you, sir?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, you don't understand. It is so great to have you on the air, to know that you're healthy and you're back out doing comedy again. Congratulations to you.
No, thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. The world is doing what it's supposed to be doing.
I'm a 45-year-old man. I've been doing radio since I was in my 20s. And when people ask me who, out of all the great comedians and celebrities on the show, who my favorite was, it is an easy answer when I tell them Tracy Morgan. And I know you probably don't remember because it was a long time ago, but you are easily the most fun guest we've ever had in the studio.
Thanks a lot, man. But I'm not going to remember. I got hit by a truck. My memory is probably gone.
We heard about that.
You're not a 45-year-old man. You're not getting older. You're getting awesome.
I'm pretty awesome, but I am getting old. My knees hurt and stuff. It's really bad.
No, if you knew then what you know now, you rule the world, baby.
That's true. I don't feel old. Do you ever feel your age, Tracy?
No, man. Only your younger heart. Dreams do come true if you're young at heart.
Let me tell you,
try to stay young at heart.
Let me tell you about your first trip here and why I loved having you on the show so much and why it was so great. You were on Saturday Night Live. You hadn't done the 30 Rock
30
yet.
Rock.
And we loved you on Saturday Night Live, but nobody knew how much fun and craziness was really Tracy Morgan. All we knew was Brian Fellows. So I'm in the studio, right, and I'm all the way down the end of the hall, and I hear this coming from up the stairs. I hear yelling, and I go, why? Is he mad at something? I don't know what's going on. And you come in the studio, and we had never met before, and you look at me, and you go, you know what I mean, right? And I go, what? And you go, and this is what you said to me, yelling all the way down the hall. You said, there has been no closer relationship between two brothers than Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Well, that's where it was. That was the relationship. Everybody thought it was Luke and Han Solo. No, the relationship was between Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Like brothers. Like brothers they were.
Yes, that was they were tight. But Han Solo loved Luke Skywalker, too. That was his little man. He loved him.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
You could tell that on Empire Strike Back. Empire Strike Back. When he went and got him.
That was my first experience with Tracy. I went, this is a man I think is going to be crazy mad at something. And he was just so passionate about the relationship between Han and Chewie. And then the interview went so good that later on, to be scheduled on that show, we had girls doing a homemade bikini contest. And Tracy was there to be.
Awesome.
Oh, my God, dude. It was. I have never seen two little scared white girls ever in my life. They had candy corn. Candy corns covering their nipples and Tracy.
My thing.
Oh, yeah?
That's my thing. Obscure questions, man.
It was.
I don't care what nobody say. Balboa lost that second fight, man.
He didn't lose the second fight.
He lost the second fight. You know the fix is in.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't fixed, but he. But as far as the count
I don't
goes,
even call him Rocky. I call him Balboa. Balboa.
You dare disrespect Rocky by not using his first name?
Balboa. I call him by his government name. His last name, his government name. Balboa. He was a bum. Mick knew it.
A bum. Mick didn't know it until the third one.
He took his locker. He took his locker. Mick gave his locker up.
He was just teaching him a lesson.
No, he wasn't teaching. He called him a bum.
Mick didn't know he was really a bum until the third one when he knew he couldn't beat Clubber Lang.
Wow, wow. Now I got to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who was worse, Michael or Vito?
Who is worse?
That's a heavy question.
Who was worse?
Michael or Vito?
I would take Michael over Vito.
Well, everybody says Michael. You know why, right?
No, why?
Because of Fredo.
Yeah.
He killed Fredo.
Yeah, if you're strong enough to kill your own brother.
He said, that's the way Pop wanted it. He said, that's not the way I wanted it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And he was smart enough.
Do you remember the scene when his mother died? When his mother died and Michael was in a boathouse. And then he came and he hugged Fredo.
Yep.
But he looked at Rock.
Yep.
He looked at Rock and I said, he about to clip this boy, man. This boy about to get clipped, man.
Yep.
He knew right there. He knew. And
everybody knew. It's a heavy story, man. It's a heavy story.
By the way, Michael doesn't get enough credit. Michael doesn't get enough credit for taking Tom out as consigliere too. He knew right away he didn't have what it takes.
Well, you know, listen, it all came back in part three. People are partial to part three, but when you see his daughter get killed at the end, that was Fredo coming back to warn him.
That's true. That's karma is what that is.
That was Fredo, man. Killed his brother, man. Killed his brother. Vito was a family man. Michael was all business, cold-blooded.
He's absolutely right. This is Tracy Morgan, by the way, the healthy, funny, happy Tracy Morgan who will be here this weekend. You'll get to see him at the Mahaffey Theater. I'm so glad because Tracy Morgan is truly what comedy is about. He is great to watch in any role he's ever been on in movies, TV, Saturday Night Live. And to see him do stand-up is literally, I mean, listen to him. You can hear him today. I have to tell you, I'm also a big Howard fan from growing up in New York as a kid. And your appearances on his show have been some of the best moments he's ever had.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, man. I look so forward to coming out there to perform with you guys. I'm going to take you on a journey where my life has been like for the last 2 years.
How?
I'm going to inject my sense of humor into it.
Tell everybody, was there a time when you wouldn't leave the house that you didn't think that you were going to be able to come back again?
There was a time where I didn't think I was ever going to walk and talk again, man.
Yeah. But, I mean, as you got better physically, depression-wise, I mean, it's hard to not only come back, but to come back and be funny.
Yeah, well, you know, I put everything into it. I worked hard.
Yeah.
I was really working hard. I had people with me to help me. I didn't do it by myself. I had people helping me help. Yeah, help me.
I heard you tell the story about how your wife got you off the couch.
Oh, yeah. That was just one story. It gave me motivation.
I'm glad she did, and I think all your fans are, and I'm glad to have you back out there. One thing I also think is very admirable about you is you have said that you forgive the driver, because not only did Tracy get hurt, but he lost a close friend, and other people were injured, and you already have forgiveness, huh?
Yeah, well, I couldn't move forward if I didn't. Couldn't move forward with my life if I didn't. Everything for a reason. Everything in the world for a reason. So I know I pray to God for the strength, to have the strength to forgive. So that's where it came from, having the strength to do that.
And that's where you find happiness and be able to move on with your life.
Happiness is like a simple thing, you know? It's simply having something to look forward to. Forward to coming out there to see you guys. That's what makes me happy.
Picking up the pieces tour in the Mahaffey Theater on Friday. You can go to themahaffey.com if there's any tickets left and you can get them. Well, I have to ask you, especially as a New York guy, what do you think about Donald Trump as the new president?
Well, I don't think. I've never been into politics. So, you know, it's just another day for me.
Nope. Doesn't matter to you?
No, man. Yeah. Not really. Yeah. I've just never been into politics.
Forget politics, then. Let me ask you this. Who's the funniest comedian of all time? Like when you were a kid growing up, who did you love the most?
Me.
You couldn't always be that funny.
Me.
Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy.
Richard Pryor, my dad. My dad was Richard Pryor. Funny.
Was your whole family funny? Is
my mother's side is funny and my father's side is very funny stuff.
Well, it certainly has funneled its way. Listen, I'm excited to see you come here, but I am a little upset to hear you think that Rocky is, by two, is already a bum.
You got to say Balboa.
You say it. I'm Italian. I say Rocky.
Yeah, there was only one Rocky, Graziano.
No, come on. Apollo Creed put it on him. You know that.
Well,
Apollo Creed carried him for 15 rounds in two movies.
But all he needed was the last round. All he needed was to outlast him.
We know he lost the last round. see you guys when I get out there.
All right, pal. Tracy Morgan, Mojave Theater Friday. Good to talk to you, my man.
Thank you very much.
All right, pal. There you go. And I tell you, we could have talked to him easily about movies the entire interview.
And doesn't care who's president because he's got so much money now. It doesn't matter.
What did they say? 90 million?
Wasn't it something like that? Yeah.
$90 million from Walmart in gift cards, by the way, they paid.
Oh, them. Really?
Mm-hmm. $90 million in the accident. So it was him and like his like uncle or something and another comedian. And then one comedian died and they were in a sprinter like I have.
Yeah.
I would give up one friend for $90 million. Like it wouldn't be Pete. Spanish in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. Spanish, where are you?
Yeah.
Would you be mad if I said to Jesus in my heart that if I was guaranteed $90 million, I don't care if you died in the sprinter accident?
Yeah, no, I'd care. That would hurt. That would hurt my feelings.
That's sad. That's sad that you don't love me enough.
I mean, I love you a lot, but that's my life. I wanna have babies.
What if instead of you, just your entire family?
Okay, I would do that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What is that bad? Yeah.
And father are wonderful people, and I'd rather lose you.
Oh my God.
Okay, what if it's. I'm trying to think like who normally gets to ride. So it'll be me, Pete, Spanish. We're letting you live so far. Okay. Oh, poor Di Pasquale doesn't die. You die over Di Pasquale.
Yeah, he could save people's lives.
You die over Frank.
Comedian for comedian. Tracy lost a comedian.
Would I trade Bert for $90 million?
Yes. No, I'm answering for you. Yes, you would. Yes.
I don't think I would.
Oh, you would.
Ralphie, I would.
Oh.
Bert, I would not. Ralphie's gonna go anyway. Like, what if I save Ralphie, and then 2 days later he has a heart attack? And you're like,
what a waste!
Player, you could have had $90 million.
Ah, you stupid!
Right,
and then
right.
He dies.
I'd have traded you in.
Yeah,
if it was me and a bunch of hacky radio guys, I'd have let you die. That's what Ralphie would say to me. So, so Ralphie dies, but Bert lives. Spanish
no,
dies.
Bert doesn't live. I put $90 million in front of you, cash. You go buy Bert.
Do I shoot him, or do I just take the money and run?
No, you just take the money and he dies. He has no idea. He has
I'll
no idea
him.
It's coming.
So that means you, in my mind, if you're so confident to say that, it means you would trade me in for $90
million. $90 million? Bye.
Wow.
Really? You just killed Spanish and then his whole family.
Yeah. Probably, honest.
True. Yeah.
I wouldn't trade you in for $90 million. If it was our show, if it was me, you, Spanish, Rob, and Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
And
Joey.
Back,
throw Joey in there as
and
well.
And Joey.
Yeah.
And we got hit by a truck, and I have to pick one of you to go for $90 million. Wouldn't be you.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be you either.
Joey's the oldest, and it wouldn't be him.
No. Nope.
What?
Certainly wouldn't be the
whittling
lovely
it
Carmen.
Down.
His memory's going.
So.
It'd be down to one of the Wine brothers.
Yep.
And I have to tell you that then you have to start weighing outside factors. I got Rob's a father.
You could just say me.
Spanish.
I already said you.
I'm Spanish not, has yeah. been here longer.
Yeah.
He's more loyal.
It's true. I've done illegal activities for you.
Clearly likes me more.
Obviously.
But still, I think I would keep Rob. I believe Rob and I will have... Rob and I are in a marathon. That's our relationship. The Spanish and I are speed daters. Rob and I are in a marathon dating. Eventually, we're going to be so close.
Oh, man.
We're going to be... he's going to be my new Pete. It's
much just, like if you and Rob were in an actual marathon, you guys will be very separated.
Yeah, I find myself quick when I'm running.
You will no, you will stay very separated. Oh.
Anyway, you guys are jerks. Tracy Morgan will be here on Friday.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Spanish, I'm sorry, but $90 million is $90 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's rude, but whatever, I guess.
Okay,
I
so now you pick.
If I got $90 million, he
if
dies?
If one of us in the show, me, you, Joey, Galvin, Rob, Carmen, we're in the sprinter, we get whaled by a truck, Who has to go for you to get $90 million?
Oh, Joe is dead, obviously.
Oh, my God, your papa.
I know. I get the house, and I get the island all to myself.
Oh, wow.
I get to run the AC as cold as I want in the place.
Wherever you want.
Anywhere. So, yeah, Joe's dead.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad to know it's not me. Do I get any of that money?
Oh, yeah. I would pay you only if you came and lived with me in that place and we could be friends forever.
That's why
and
I want.
And then I would break your legs
you
and
die.
I would feed you ice cream like Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan.
What do I get? You get $90 million. What do you cut me off?
Oh, $10 million.
No, thank you.
Make you laugh every
thank
day.
Thank you
Thanks,
very
Calvin.
Much. I like that a lot.
$10 million and he gets to keep his legs?
Yeah. And he gets to keep both his legs.
I
and
like
I'll even buy him a sickle to cut off people's feet.
Yes. I like
sickle.
It.
His feet sickle.
I feel bad. He's Tracy Morgan. Every time we talk about this, he went, but he's like, Alejandro and Luke are there to buy. He didn't want to talk about his accent at all. I mean, neither did I, but I felt like you should at least ask him those questions.
Yeah. Well, I don't think if it actually happened, I don't think you want to say, yeah, my friend died and I got 90
million. No, but, you know, his wife, it was a funny story that he told on CERN. I was trying to get him to tell the story again. It was good, inspirational, but then he doesn't tell you the story.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.